London Ben Ezra, double bassist with a thing called The Busker from a brand new album, Can't Stop Running. He joins me here as promised on The Blueprint. Adam, welcome.
Hello, hello.
I'm curious to know at the end of that little groove what that sort of spinning plate thing is at the end. I've played that record so many times and it just sort of ends up there beautifully at the end. What is that? Did you literally spin a plate?
It's a coin spin.
Oh, it's a coin spin.
Yeah, we
coin.
Recorded the coin spin.
Yeah.
We didn't know how to end this track. And then Guy, my manager, came with this brilliant idea of spinning coin because it's about the busking.
Yeah.
And it just nailed it.
The Busker. Did you spend a lot of your time out busking and stuff to perfect your art? Or
I've been doing it,
yeah.
Mostly to promote my shows in Tel Aviv. I didn't do it for money, just for the promotion. And it was great, really. Exciting.
I mean, I noticed that your album was pledge funded, and you've got an awful lot of following on social media through your use of YouTube and these kind of platforms, and great innovative jazz musician or musician in general that you are. And you oversubscribed on that, so that was all good. And is that how you plan to fund future albums as well? Did you get some really good interest from connecting to your fans directly?
Yeah, it was amazing campaign for us. We fund the whole album through this campaign, and I think that's the new way of funding albums in general for not maybe for the mega celebs artists, but for all the rest, that's the way.
I noticed that Maria Schneider at the Grammys said how great it was that she crowdfunded her album because it gave her ownership of the music outright and the database. Now, that's really important, isn't it, to a musician like you?
Exactly. Yeah, to own the master, to communicate with the audience and to receive the feedback directly. And
yeah. Now, all of the compositions on the album are your own. A fantastic, I was going to say debut album, but I actually had an album of yours before, and then this one came out, and I was a little bit confused because you kind of recovered some of your own stuff. Was that your sort of demo album, and then you launched this album?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I after a few years of putting my music on YouTube, I wanted to collect all the original music and to create a mini EP or mini album. And now this album is the trio album, so I thought maybe some of the solos pieces should have the trio version as well.
Now, looking at your bass, My Little Eye spots a fifth string on there, which is unusual because you play the upright bass. So, to all intents and purposes, you look just like a regular jazz upright bass player, but there's a fifth string, and I understand that's a special bass you've had put together.
Exactly. The first bass player that I saw playing this kind of bass is Renaud Garcia Fons. And I fell in love with the idea to have a fifth high string for chords, for high range melodies, and it really gives me lots of possibilities of playing.
So you can reach that upper register and really do some interesting things. I mean, when you play, you play the upright bass, but you're percussive with it, you create harmonics with it, and you're plucking and twanging this thing. It sounds like there are three or four of you, and it's just you. It's incredible to see. But I mean, you're a multi-instrumentalist as well. I mean, I think you play the cajon even, which is something I'd love to learn to play myself. How many instruments do you play?
Oof, let's see. Violin, guitar, piano, bass guitar, double bass, flute, clarinet, and cajon. And now I'm practicing beatboxing. But it's very new. Quite new.
And I mean, how much of your time do you spend beatboxing? You literally got a mic and an amplifier, and you're sitting there listening to Dougie Fresh records, or how does it work?
I just take all kinds of drums books and try to imitate with my voice, and I try also now to play the bass and do
the beatboxing. I've noticed that quite a few artists actually are starting to include that as a sort of contemporary reference in their quote-unquote jazz. There's quite a few that are popping up, so I look forward to hearing future recordings with perhaps you beatboxing as well. But I want to ask you about your flamenco influences. First of all, let's play something from the album simply called Flamenco. Thank you. Ole! Flamenco from Adam Ben Ezra. Adam Ben Ezra Trio, Can't Stop Running is the album. We're talking with Adam. He has joined me on the Blueprint. I've been literally pulling up a chair waiting for this young man to come because I think, you know, when we look for a contemporary sound that really sums up where I'd love the music to go, I hear it all in your music. Rhythm, energy, light and shade. And that one there in particular, as an Israeli, you grew up, you come from Tel Aviv, right?
Yes.
You have a clear Spanish influence in there. And the art of flamenco, it's not an easy thing to master. And yet seeing you play, you're right there with the stamping of the foot and the rhythmical slapping on your bass and stuff. When did you start becoming interested in flamenco? I mean, did you have to attend classes or how did it work with you?
I've never studied flamenco traditionally, the traditional of flamenco. I really like the sound, really like the style, lots of passion in this style of music. And also it... the way I play with the percussive technique is quite similar to the flamenco playing on guitar. So I just, you know, play with it. And with the feet, I just put on YouTube how to dance flamenco. And that's how I learned to do it.
I see these flamenco dancers. They always look so slick and super sexy and... you know, ripped, and they're surrounded by beautiful women. Is that how you like to perform as well?
I wish. I need to master flamenco first, and then maybe.
Yeah, it's a string thing for sure. You performed at the Sadler's Wells, one of our top theatre venues in London, with guitarist. I believe his name is Daniel Caceres.
Exactly.
And you came together for a special one at the Lillian Bayliss, sold out at Lillian Bayliss.
Yeah, it was really amazing. It's a very special project called the Loco Strings. And we took some of my compositions and some of Daniel's compositions, and we created something new. It's not traditional flamenco, but it has the Spanish flavor, and I really like it.
And I notice amongst your influences as a bass man, I kind of expected to see maybe Stanley Clarke in there, Jaco Pastorius.
Those are my idols.
Those are your idols. But your influences come more from Bach, Sting and Chick Corea. Sting, well, obviously a bass player.
Yeah.
And I imagine then that you're quite familiar with his catalogue right back to the Police. Tell me about your love of the music.
I really love the sound, the songs. Everything is so sharp and neat in his production, and the songs are really beautiful, and the bass playing, and it is one of the most pop stars that I really like.
Yes. And you are returning to London for a bass guitar festival, almost the London Bass Guitar Show at Olympia, 12th and 3rd. So that's coming up next week. And you're closing out the event there, and I believe Metallica's Robert Trujillo is on the bill. He produced a documentary about Jaco Pastorius. Have you managed to see that?
I haven't seen it yet, yeah. But I really would like to.
Well, that's quite exciting, because there you are, you're going to be your bass player's bass player there in front of millions of bass players, or at least wannabe bass players. That's quite exciting stuff.
Yeah, this for me, bass players is a great audience to perform for, and I'm really looking forward.
All of the compositions I said on your album are your own, self-funded, self-released. Do you like playing in a trio, a bigger outfit, or do you really love the solo thing the most? Because you like to employ loops and technology in what you do as well, so it kind of gives you a chance to build layers as you go, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's different experience play solo or with the trio. With the solo, I can express all of my abilities and really own the stage, and to have a direct communication with the audience, just me and the audience. But it's a lot of responsibility and lots of focus required to play this kind of solo show. And with the trio, it's a great fun. I don't have this kind of responsibility, and I have the communication with the members of the group, which I really love. Gilad Obretsky plays percussions, and Adam Ben-Amitai plays guitar. And it's great to have those two projects both.
One thing I notice week in, week out is just how many tremendously talented musicians are coming out of Israel, in particular. A lot of them moving to America and sort of learning more about jazz and more about music. There's a tremendous wave of young talent coming out of there at the moment. How come?
That's a big question. I think maybe because Israel has a lot of influence from all from a lot of kinds of cultures, Arab culture, European culture, Turkish culture, and this creates a fusion when lots of players are really influenced by, and so they give a clear and unique voice.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, there are so many players I keep coming across week in, week out. I get new CDs, new albums. It's great to have you here, Adam Ben Ezra. The album is digital, CD, vinyl, and T-shirt. I want to get my hands on one of those. Very happy with the album, and we've played it a lot here on Jazz FM. It's great to have
you
here. Check him out at the London Bass Guitar Show at Olympia, closing it out. It's on the 12th and 13th next week. And also we're playing, we've got a live session as well from Adam, a solo live session, which has to be heard. It may have already been broadcast, but we'll continue to recirculate some of that. A pleasure to have you here, sir.
It was a pleasure for me.
And we look forward to more shows. I mean, just come on your own, bring that bass. I believe the neck comes off the thing, right? You can detach the neck.
Yes, it's really convenient to fly with.
So, yeah, you like can that. Come on a whim. Love it. Adam Ben Ezra here on The Blueprint. Thank you so much. Let's play the title cut of the album, Can't Stop Running.
Jazz FM. Listen in color.